Chuck and Kelly, we are joined by financial analyst Ryan Boucher. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. So, Kelly and I, we saw a list from the U.S. Census Bureau about Americans' top 10 financial goals. And actually, a lot of them seem pretty reasonable. I was kind of surprised in a way. And I imagine you might agree with some. They say that number one goal is paying down debt. What do you think?
No, there's a lot of good ones and a lot that I agreed with. I mean, obviously, paying down debt, always good if you have it. The one thing with debt, you know, number three on the list was avoiding further debt. And that's one of the big ones that we get a lot of questions on because, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, certain debt obviously is going to be really bad. High interest rate debt, credit card debt, you don't want to hold on to. But in some ways, whether it's potentially a mortgage or even a low interest rate car loan, if you're in the market and you need a car loan or a new car, you know, some of these debts are good to have, especially if you can get a mortgage at near all-time lows between 3 and 4%. If you look over the last 20 years or so, you could be in a 60-40 portfolio averaging 7%. So, you know, where would you rather have that money work for you? In the stock market and having invested and have a little bit, you know, pay 3 to 4% on a mortgage? You know, that debt is pretty good. But, you know, some of the other ones I definitely agree with, saving more money and one that I wish was a little bit higher, it's number five on the list, but opening a retirement account or ramping up contributions to an existing retirement account. I mean, that's really what it's all about, especially for those getting ready for retirement. You got to ramp up the savings there.
All right, keeping on with this theme, what are some of the things that people can do now or in the last few months of the year to minimize their impact at the end of the year for taxes or things they can do to maximize their returns? I mean, obviously contributing to your retirement account is one of them.
Contributing to your retirement account, whether you're in a 401k, whether you can put some money towards an IRA. You do have until April for your IRA contributions, but it's always good to kind of take a step back and look what you can contribute. You know, for an IRA, whether traditional or Roth, you can put $5,500 away if you're under 50. If you're over 50, you're allowed to put away $6,500. And those are things you really want to start looking at. You know, tax planning is key. You may want to harvest some tax losses if you have taxable accounts, although with markets doing as well as they have been, we're finding it hard to find some losses to harvest. But if you have losses, you may want to harvest them. One of the things that I think is really important, especially now with markets where they're at, having such a good run this year, is tactical rebalancing. You know, take a step back as an investor, figure out what you're comfortable with for an overall allocation between stocks and bonds. And you may want to rebalance back to that target. And what rebalancing means is selling into those strengths. So it's hard to do. You may be selling into some of those positions that are doing really well for you and buying into some of the ones that have underperformed. But doing that systematically over time is going to, one, increase your returns. It's also going to lower your risk allocation a little bit. So that's really important. Tactical rebalancing is one that probably a lot of investors don't always think about, but is definitely important to do systematically over time.
And obviously, if you're going to do charity, you have to do it by the end of the year, right? You don't have till April for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, charitable. So, you know, whether it's charitable giving, if you need an RMD, a required minimum distribution, if you're over 70 and a half, you're going to want to do that before the end of the year because that could be taxed up to 50% of what that RMD amount is. So that's really important. And if you want to combine the two, even look into, you know, pushing your RMD to a registered charity that you may avoid having the income for that. So those are ways to kind of lump in your RMD if you have that with some charitable giving if you should, you know, wish to do that.
You hear Ryan and Steve Boucher Saturdays, noontime in WGY, 720-3333, offices in historic downtown Troy, Saratoga Springs, and online, boucher.com. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Kelly. Have a great day.
You too.